Iowa cattle producers sign a petition for a referendum to reinstate the Iowa beef checkoff. I'm Ben Nulli, and this is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America.
When you hear that financing with Farm Credit Services of America pays dividends, it's not just a figure of speech. We are customer-owned and share our earnings. This year, we distributed $160 million in cashback dividends to eligible farmers and ranchers who do business with us. That's more than $1 billion since 2004. No other lender pays dividends like Farm Credit Services of America. Agriculture works here.
More than 500 Iowa cattle producers signed a petition for a referendum to reinstate the Iowa beef checkoff. Katie Oltoff is with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. She says members and leaders wanted the checkoff reinstated to further invest in Iowa's beef industry.
The state checkoff can be used more flexibly than the federal checkoff can be. One of those more flexible uses that we're really interested in is production research. The federal checkoff can only be used on research related to the beef product, but we feel right now, especially with volatility in the cattle markets and the way that agriculture is changing so quickly, we really need to have resources for production research to make sure that our producers are getting the latest information, the latest technology, becoming as efficient as possible, and hopefully becoming as profitable as possible.
Oltoff says state checkoff money would be assessed at 50 cents per head of Iowa cattle sold.
Any cattle producer, anytime cattle changes hands, there would be $1.50 per head checkoff. 50 cents of it would stay in the state with state control, and then the other dollar would be part of the federal checkoff and would be subject to their rules and regulations. The whole $1.50 would be administered by the Iowa Beef Industry Council, and their board are elected cattle producers throughout the state of Iowa.
Oltoff adds there will be polling places and county extension offices across the state where cattle producers may vote on the referendum November 30th. Find more news online at iowaagribusinessradionetwork.com and follow us on Twitter at Iowa Ag Radio. I'm Ben Nulli on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.